Doing our series here on the Rambam and Hakdama Perush HaMishnah, we've tried to do in many ways, and again, it is great to be back. We'll speak on Sunday at greater length, meaning for like 120 seconds, but it is nice to be able to have returns. We're speaking in general a bit of a Hakdama to the world of Torah Sheba'al Peh, working off of the Rambam's Hakdama to Perush HaMishnah. What I want to speak about today, we're trying to learn it in a way in which the Rambam's Hakdama, we've spoken about this a little bit, can be learned as more of like a halachic work. There's a lot of lumdos that emerges from the Rambam there. We're trying to learn a lot of it to give it more of a machshava kind of a twist, as that is the slot here in general on Friday mornings. And we're going to try to speak today about something which is, I believe, elements of it are obvious, and elements of it require a much deeper understanding. The Mishnah tells in the beginning of Maseches Avos, it's a very, very famous Mishnah, most people tell Torah Misinai, Mitzar Yeshua. Yeshua came to the Vim, Lachin, Zagdolahim, Amo Shoshu Dvarim. That last phrase in the Mishnah, that one of the first things we're taught in Pirkei Avos, is the significance of Asu Siag LaTorah. That there is a requirement, this is the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chaf Aleph. I'll try to quote exact Dapim because we don't have Mekorah in front of us. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chaf Aleph clarifies from the Pasuk in Parsha Shemini, Shmarti Mes Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres LeMishmarti. That a person is supposed to establish a certain kind of safeguards around. It's a requirement incumbent upon Chazal to establish, the best of their ability, certain kinds of gezeiras. The Rambam writes as much in his Hakdama to Perush HaMishnah. Rambam is describing different functions of Chazal. What exactly do Chazal do? So the Gemara tells. So the Rambam tells us. Well, part of what they do is they interpret psukim, and part of what they do is they are the people who pass down to us halacha l'moshe miSinai. And part of what they do, says the Rambam, is that they establish for us certain gezeiras, certain things that meet the orais that are totally mutter, and chachamim come along and they aser them anyway. Those are the asu siag l'torah. Those are the things which Chazal come along, and Chazal, they're the ones who establish for us certain safeguards, certain things that should be good meet the orais. But they have, in their infinite wisdom, decided to establish certain safeguards. The Ramchal writes in his Maimar HaYikarim, the Ramchal writes that really Aliba de Emes, the Ribono Sha'olam should have himself given over these gezeiras. These are also part of Ratzon HaTorah. The Ribono Sha'olam wants us also to establish and to keep these gezeiras. Nevertheless, says the Ramchal, Hashem wanted to give Rabbanan the capacity to do it on their own. He wanted the gezeiras to come mitzidenu. He wanted us to be the ones that enact them. We'll speak about Be'ezra Hashem in a little bit why that may be the case. But so says the Ramchal. So we have these ideas, we have these gezeiras that Chachamim make. And that seems to be something which the Torah teaches us we're supposed to want to do. Something which the Ribono Shel Olam could have done himself, says Ramchal, but he wanted us to establish some of these gezeiras. Just to clarify an example or two and to get some insight to where we're going for. I'm sorry, I'm drinking the rebar here, but it's really amazing. Okay. The Rambam does write that there are machloksim about gezeiras. Certain things the Rabbanan do, there are no machloksim. The Rambam writes very famously, although very controversially, that when it comes to a halach l'moshe miSinai, there's no machlokas. Either it is a halach l'moshe miSinai or it's not a halach l'moshe miSinai. So the Chavos Yair is a tshuva where he points out from many places that it does seem to be a bit of a machlokas, but I think. But the Rambam says, halacha l'moshe miSinai is that's a tradition that's passed down. Of that, there is no machlokas. However, says the Rambam, when it comes to gezeiras, there are machloksim. As an example, according when you learn Maseches Chulin, so the pashtus is that the only thing which is asar as far as basar b'chalav is real basar and chalav. That you can't have meat, like actual meat, and milk together. What about chicken and milk? Am I allowed to have chicken and milk together? Let's say you want to have a, I'm too tired right now to think of what an option would be, and I happen to not be that into dairy.
Chicken farm.
Yeah, so I can't eat that. I couldn't eat that even without the chicken. But one who's into things like that, so that's a machlokas. So that's, pashas is not d'oraisa. We have a machlokas. Did Chazal, should we be gozer something? Should we not be gozer something? Are we concerned that if people start having chicken and milk, they're going to, next thing you know, they're going to have meat and milk? Or no need to have a gezeira. When it comes to gezeiras, sometimes there is a degree of question as to when does it and when didn't it make sense to establish certain gezeiras. That we seem to have machloksim about. That I'll add one additional point. the Gra held very, very strongly. The Gra was a big believer in, he had two really important points about Gezeiras, and those two important points are very much connected. Number one, the Gra maintained that whenever Chazal established a Gezeira, even if we know in Gemara what the reason for that Gezeira was, says the Gra, there are always additional hidden interpretations, hidden reasons as to why Chazal may have established certain Gezeiras. So don't, says the Gra, assume that if Chazal say Bishal Akum is Usar, for one particular reason, that it's the only explanation for why Bishal Akum is Usar. Or if there was a Gezeira to not leave drinks uncovered that were concerned about snakes and poison and things like that, so it gives me sex and whatever, that's not the only reason why. There are always additional levels of interpretation. For that reason, the Gra also believed, this is a much larger discussion in the Gemara Maseches Beitza, the Baalei HaTosfos there, which is as follows. What if the reason for the Gezeira falls? Do I still have to keep it, or do I not have to keep it? So the Gra happened to be a believer that you always have to keep these things no matter what. In Shulchan Aruch and many of the mainstream poskim, sometimes yes and sometimes no. But according to the Gra, you always got to keep these Gezeiras, because when Chazal did it, they were doing it with their infinite wisdom. There's a whole lot really going on. That's all just a bit of a hakdama. Gezeiras in general, there are machloksim about them. Things that Mido Reis are really mutter, but Chazal are a little bit nervous. So that's where that's where it comes from, things that we on our own are going to be establishing. I want to speak today a little bit about an important question. This is like not so classy, but a lot of my interviews in America were while I was, like, it goes like all day a little bit in certain places. So it's like breakfast and lunch you're eating like while you're giving interviews. So I'm unfortunately used to eating in a not classy way, but I'll try and get better. What's the purpose of Gezeiros? What exactly are we trying to accomplish? We're going to have one very simple interpretation and an additional three. So we're hopefully by then we'll have four different mahalchim. The purpose of Gezeiros, I'll say it a little bit differently. Gezeiros end up in certain circles being a point of enormous frustration, because the Torah says it's okay. The Torah never asserted it. And if the Torah says it's okay and the Torah didn't asser it, so why exactly why is it so important to follow the Gezeiros? You also hear the argument sometimes of, well, listen, I know it's really asser. I'm going to have all the chicken and milk I want, and I'm telling you I'm never going to have meat and milk. And there becomes a kind of frustration behind certain Gezeiros. So I understand what's the purpose of Gezeiros, what's really behind it. And again, we're trying to develop four different mahalchim, many of which, again, a little bit in the realm of Machshava, but some of them very, very basic, and we'll try and build from there. Mahalch number one is a very, very simple, it's a very simple pshat. It is what the majority of us would assume is the purpose of Gezeiros. It's what it is found in the first Mishnah in Shas, in Brachos, on Beis, and Aleph, and it is L'harchik Esa Adam Min Ha'Aveira. L'harchik Adam Min Ha'Aveira, the primary purpose of Gezeiros. Gezeiros ensure that you are not going to actually violate the Isser at all. That's what they are really there to do. The Or HaChaim writes that explicitly as Perish Al HaTorah, that without certain safeguards, we're just going to mess up. Sometimes when a person's a little bit naive, they can forget that a little bit, and they can end up as a result, no, I'll remember, you know, if I can channel my inner Hask, the main thing is the main thing, and I can try my best to be able to is that like a Rav Judah kind of quote? He spoke about it like 11 times in the Sikhs Musar and Wayu this week, it sounded like, so I was assuming it was like a... Okay, if not, then we'll talk that to jet lag. Even though it's not a function of that. That if there is a concern that I'm not going to keep things properly. I'm not going to keep things properly, that's a function of Gezeiros. And Gezeiros were done in a very, very smart and intelligent way, and those that keep Gezeiros much more are much more aware of their significance. One of the most practical examples of a Gezeira, which I think, again, if you follow what's going on in the secular world, which is so incredibly compelling, you know, the Isser Yichud, which passed us for many at least, we've shown it, is the Gezeira Midrabanan. For some it's really Doraisa, but for many it's the Gezeira Midrabanan. The Isser Yichud is like one of those incredibly, incredibly insightful Gezeiras. It's Gezeiras as far as protecting women, it's Gezeiras as far as protecting men, Gezeiras as far as protecting us from violating certain Averos. That many of the Gezeiras that are there, so some of which we could say, really, I'm not that nervous about this, but for many of which we can turn around and say, whoa, this seems like it's really important. And it is something which requires sometimes a degree of sophistication to recognize its significance. A Gezeira like Bishul Akum, of where I can and where I can't eat, and the significance of that is something which is enormously, enormously important, especially when you have people, you're working in more of a secular society, So who I eat and how I eat and things like that are great for establishing certain kinds of safeguards and for establishing a certain kind of a separation. There is, though, an additional... That's all true. But there are additional things that we accomplish by establishing siyagim. We're going to speak about one mahalach, which is the mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah, second mahalach, which is the mahalach of the Maral and the Maral Tzchais a little bit, and the third mahalach, which comes from Professor Yitzchak Tursky, who I didn't get a chance to look at the article, but if I remember from like 15 years ago, I'm pretty confident he says what I think he says, and if not, I think it's a nice idea anyway. So let's go like this. Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows in his Perush Pirkei Avos. I think this is a little bit famous. Rabbeinu Yonah says a siyag is not just about making sure that I'm not going to mess up. It also reflects something about who I am and what I believe in. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the purpose of the siyag, it shows how much yiras shamayim you really have. If I take Torah mitzvahs very, very seriously, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that I'm really not going to mess up. That it's a way of demonstrating a certain kind of yiras shamayim. The things that we're really scared about, not the things we're really scared about, are the things that we tend to, however much we can, I kept mitzvot, that's one thing. It shows a degree of Yiras Shamayim. You want to show a very high level of Yiras Shamayim? You want to show where you're really at? Siyagim are a way that show that, you know what, I'm going to protect as much as possible. No siyagim, so maybe I'll mess up and maybe I won't. Siyagim are there and they demonstrate a certain kind of commitment to Yiras Shamayim. We spoke 6 years ago, on a Friday year, about Rabbeinu Yonah's take on Yiras Shamayim. Rabbeinu Yonah happens to emphasize Yiras Shamayim. Now, obviously, say it like this. Many Jewish thinkers believe in the importance of Yiras Shamayim. One could even argue, I think all of them, with the possible exception of, like, Rav Shusha in the world, will see this. I think there's a ma'isa about how Rav Shusha, like, was more of, like, a pure Ava kind of person. But the majority tend to embrace a certain kind of Yerudi. Rav Shusha, I think, believes in the importance of Yira. Maybe it's not for him as much. He thought pure Ava would work. But Yira is something which all embrace. For Rabbeinu Yonah, plays a really dominant role. The notion of Yiras Shamayim is at the basis for him in many ways of tshuva. It's something which is an unbelievable motivator. And Yiras Shamayim becomes, this is important for some Bali Machshavah, with last year in the Maral Shiur, for some Yiras Shamayim is more functional. It ensures I'm going to keep more Torah mitzvot. For some, Yiras Shamayim is maybe the ultimate value, is to achieve a point in a person's life where they're shalim, where they have a certain kind of yira. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, it does reflect a certain kind of yira shamayim. How much are you protecting this? How much are you really taking care of it? In that sense, again, it says a lot. The things that we value very much are things that we tend to be fearful of messing up in, and we tend to have more safeguards and things like that. We set more alarms for events that we're very much that we're scared of messing up on. Let's say as an example, I have to remember my anniversary every year, but let's pretend I didn't remember my anniversary every year. November 22nd, I'm all over it. But let's say for a second that I am, however, scared about forgetting various family members' birthdays. That's just, my wife's, I remember, because I think live in fear of forgetting it 364 days a year. But in general, things like that, I'm scared. So I'll set alarms on my phone. People have programs work on their computer, something comes up today, and that way, or sometimes I guess your mother-in-law signs you up for some sort of an email program that sends you when there are events coming up. So, there are, I mean, I think that was mostly a joke. And then I think it was like my father-in-law. But there is a, wasn't only me, it was the whole family. To clarify that also. But there is something there. It demonstrates a certain kind of era. The Maral, interestingly enough, and Maral Tzchai says this also in his Mavo HaTalmud Parashmini, the Maral points out something as follows. There is a Gemara Masechet Erev and Daf Chafal in the base. The Maral thinks it shows us something else, a little bit of a different twist. The Gemara says in Erev and Darshing from the Pasuk, Amar Knesset Yisrael Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael will say the Ribono Shel Olam as follows. Ribono Shel Olam harbei gzeiros gezarti l'atzmi, yosi mashe gezarti alai v'kiyamtim. Now when Klal Yisrael are praising themselves to a certain extent, what are they trying to praise? They're praising the fact that they established upon themselves Hashem. You ossered a lot of things. We ossered even more. Look at that. I ossered a tremendous amount. There's a certain pride that comes. I'm fond of pointing out, because it's an awesome Mar Makom, Chazal, the Gemara tells us in the past, that we're not gozer a gezera on a gezera. Why aren't we gozer a gezera on a gezera? So there are a lot of different explanations as to why that may be. Rashi and Beitzer writes, because the drasha is, that you can make a mishmeres, you can make one, but not a mishmeres to a mishmeres. You can't make multiple. You can't have multiple shmiras. The Maharal writes in Be'er Hagola because a siag only makes sense when it's connected to the ikker. But the more distant you are, so a siag on a siag on a siag, so at some point you've lost its real function. It has to be tuffled to an ikker to have a certain kind of value. Rabbi Daniel Feldman has it in his first volume of Bina Besvarim. Has a suggestion, which I think Ephraim Greenblatt writes in the second in the back, that Moshe held up also, based on Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. Oh, this is Rabbi Feldman. Yeah, this is Rabbi Feldman's. So he has a suggestion based on Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun, which is too long for us to speak about right now. Very interesting one. The Rashbat writes in the Zohar Rakia. The Zohar Rakia is a paper from Sefer Mitzvot written by the Tashbates. So he writes the reason why Chazal can't go Zohar Gezeirah Gezeirah. Would be good if you let the Rabbanan and Aser Gezeirah and Gezeirah, they would Aser everything. They have to have some way of this. Otherwise, it would just be like, it would be too much. That was an interview question. I asked someone, what do you think about that, Rashbats? I was interested to see how people would that is the best piece of Torah I've ever heard in my entire life. That is interesting. What exactly is your take on it? Finally, the rabbi got something right. You wanted to see how exactly are people going to be able to respond to it. So that was a fun question that, what did you say?
That guy,
exactly. The 13th century one, that. Okay. I only really got feisty once in an interview, which we'll speak about, not now. It was the end of a really long day, and I, whatever. Yeah. I don't know where he's going. It does not appear that he would be attending Yeshiva Shalvin, but if he does, that it says that he... Honestly, it's impressive. Okay. Why is it, ask the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin, ask the Maharal question. In the Gemara in Eruvin, we are priding ourselves on the fact that we were Gozer more than Hashem was Gozer. Why is that a point of pride? If we want to say, as a result of the Gezeras, we kept all of your Gezeras, that I could hear. But it sounds like there's some value we're trying to say, we kept more Gezeras than you. Hashem, you gave us certain things, but we are more religious than you. And the only phrase I have that sounds like that is one that comes from Christianity. But we are more religious than you. No, it's lying firmer than the Pope. Is that is that a thing? I think so. Okay. Says the Maharal as follows. Kiyasu de la atman below gezeiros hamakom, v'davar zeh more al kedushas atman b'avoda me'ahava. So omid miyira inu mosif ha'avoda achar shemuchuya v'davar. For the Maharal, the purpose of Gezeiras is not about demonstrating my Yiras Shemayim. The purpose of Gezeiras is about trying to show the extent to which I am connected. I have a certain kind of Ava. I don't just want to keep what you told me to keep. I want to try to add more and more mitzvos because I love you, Ribono Shel Olam, so much. That I'm trying to find new opportunities. This is an important insight. The notion of Gezeiras aren't negative. Gezeiras are not, we're just trying to make life more difficult. What my name is like with that Zohar Rakia, it's not about making things more negative, it's about demonstrating a certain kind of Ahava. And the way that you demonstrate a certain kind of Ahava, says the Maharal, is by fulfilling things that really even Hashem never told you to do. I just love you and I want to take the initiative. In many ways, this gives us insight into the Ramchal's point about why Hashem would leave it for us. Part of the function of Gezeiras isn't just making sure we're not going to mess up. Part of the function of Gezeirah is it's our opportunity to demonstrate the Ahava that we have for Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, we're going to, in whatever way possible, show that Ahava. How do we demonstrate that Ahava? How do we show it? By bringing upon ourselves, by constructing new ways of fulfilling, of connecting their new Gezeirah. That's the pride of the Gemara Maseches Eruvin. Hashem, you were Gozer a lot of things. If you want to know where I'm at, we were Gozer even more. We were people that were Gozer so much more to demonstrate a certain kind of Ava. So far, I feel like this. Gezeiras in general, we spoke about where they come from. We saw how there are really three. The main shot in Gezeiras is to make sure I'm not going to mess up. For the Rinne Yonah, it also demonstrates Yerushimayim. For the Maharal, based on Gemara Maseches Eruvin, it demonstrates a degree of Ava. I want to share with you one additional insight. I find this to be very, very... again, I haven't seen 15 years, and I couldn't find it online. And Professor Tursky... Tversky was a professor at Harvard. He, the father of Rav Meir Tversky, the son-in-law of Soloveitchik, also the Tolna Rebbe, an interesting, an amazingly interesting figure in his own right. But a professor of Jewish studies in Harvard, at the same, a really interesting person. So He wrote an article called Make a Fence Around the Torah, where I believe he offers the following suggestion. That the article exists, of that I am positive. That this is what it says in the article, of this I am not positive, but it's really based on memory. But I'm really, it makes a lot of sense. So we're going to go with it anyway, and if he didn't say it, then we'll just suggest it. Gezeiras do something else, and siyagim do something else. The things that we protect, forget the Yiran Abba for a second. It's not mutually exclusive ideas. They're a way of showing what do you find very valuable. They're a way of establishing a certain kind of hierarchy. The things that we protect are the things that we very much value. If you have expensive jewelry, you're going to protect that jewelry. It's going to be somewhere. It may be in a safe. It may be in a safe deposit box in the bank. The things that we value most are the things that we protect the most. They're the things that we want to make sure that they're going to be protected. In that sense, you know what Asu Siag LaTorah does? It's a way of not only ensuring we're not going to mess up, it's a way of clarifying and reminding for us what really are the values that we hold dear. And in that sense, I'll give you just one example that I think is important. You speak about the sugyas Maseches Avodah Zarah, of Bishul Ak, all the Machalei Akam sugyas. Bishul Akam, Yayin Nesa, you know, when you can eat with non-Jews and when you can't eat with non-Jews. And you speak about what the function, what's the underlying cause. Why did Chazal answer those things? So some of them have to do with Gezeiras Mishum Chasnas. We're trying to prevent a certain kind of intermarriage. Okay. One of the things that it does, aside from it demonstrating a certain kind of Ava, we love you Hashem Shemas, we're trying to structure, a certain kind of Yira, we want to make sure we're not going to mess up. Basic level, it's a way of clarifying for us what are Jewish values. When you look at at Gezeiras sometimes, they clarify for us what are the things that are worth protecting. What are the things that we're going to establish a legal system, we're going to have halachas about, in order to try and offer to give clarity in what exactly we're trying to do. It's not just about the Yira of Rabbeinu Yonah or the Ava of the Maharal. It's about clarifying for us what are the things that are most relevant and what are the things that are most important. I want to just develop that idea for one second. Siyagim bederek klal, we assume, are only derabbanan. Siyagim is asu siyag haTorah. Derabbanan makes siyagim. In the Avos Reb Nasan, I'll mention Prezet, Rabbi Daniel Feldman, actually, in a different article in Ksamas Yosef, talks about this, but really, Yosef Engel points out that there's a list of Rishonim, and even a little bit in Chazal, where we have siyagim mida oraisa. The Torah asks something, not because it is inherently problematic, but because it may lead me to violate a different d'oraisa. What's an example of a d'oraisa, which is a siyag for another d'oraisa? So the Kesef Mishnah may suggest, emphasis on the word may suggest, that bishul, basar b'chalav, is not inherently problematic. Cooking meat and milk is not inherently problematic, though it is d'oraisa. Why the Torah asar bishul basar b'chalav? Lest I come to eat basar b'chalav. It was a siyag from eating. If you're going to work in a kitchen with non-kosher food all day, cooking basar b'chalav, the odds of you eating basar b'chalav increases exponentially. So it was a siyag mida oraisa. The Torah often establishes siyagim on a d'oraisa level. Another example of a siyag of Torah, this Avos Rebbe says on that Mishnah Avos, is a siyag asa ha-Torah lidvareha. What siyag did the Torah make? Lo sikrivu legalos erva. Arayos are aser. The Torah itself, on a Torah level, may have told you, be very careful, not because it's inherently problematic, but because you may end up violating certain things. Why would the Torah? Part of what the Torah does, by having siyagim d'oraisa, it gives a certain insight into what are the things that are most critical. What are the things that are so important you got to protect and establish safeguards for? What are the things that matter so much you're going to do whatever you can? A personal theory. I once messaged Rabbi Lutz like years ago, and I honestly have no recollection as to what he responded. I'll just share a personal theory. Yosef Engel in Sefer Lakach Tov has a list of siyagim d'oraisa. I believe that the majority of things in that list, I don't know if I'm right, this is like from years ago, I believe the majority of things in that list are halachas that are found in Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam. Halacha found in Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam, which is all about arayos and ma'achals, asuros, and things like that. I often wonder if siyagim are also the key, in a certain sense, to establishing kedusha. That one of the ways that a person establishes a real sense of kedusha, a real sense of holiness, is when they know what to protect, And what you protect also clarifies certain values. What you protect also clarifies what are the things that I really hold dear, what are the things that are very, very valuable. That's that. I want to chaz what we did and maybe mention just one additional point. I said today would be a little bit shorter. Let me just try and clarify what we did. And again, an important issue. We spoke about gezeiros chachamim. We spoke about how chachamim established certain gezeiros. Certain things are mutter midoraisa. Chachamim say, nevertheless, be careful. The makkah for that is a gemara masechta yevamot daf chaf aleph. I quoted the pasuk incorrectly because I actually always quote that pasuk incorrectly. It's not a smart dish, but how's it go? Anybody clear? How's it go? No, I messed up. Oh, Mishmeres Truma Sa. I messed up the pasuk about Truma. That pasuk, I think, was correct. Sorry. I messed up a pasuk like that consistently. I just don't think it was this one. No. The Rambam's Hagdama. We spoke about the Rambam's Hagdama in the Paris on Mishnah, and that is that the Rambam writes also we have Gezeiros, but there can be machloksim about Gezeiros. Because Chachamim could have debated what didn't make sense. The Rambam does point out, whenever a Gezeira is accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, then in many ways, then it's binding, there's no more machlokas. But with the purpose of Gezeiros, we have four different mahalchim. One is because Leharchik Adam and Havera, two, Rabbeinu Yonah, Yira, three, Ma'aral, Ava, four, Pentatorsky. It's something which also establishes for us what are the things that we most hold dear. What are the things that require protection? That which I protect is a way of clarifying, whoa, we're protecting this. This must be very, very important. When Chazal established Gezeiros, and then, whoa, this must be really, when Chazal says an example, don't take medicine on Shabbos, lest I come to grind it, the issue of Tochein, that's a way of telling us, whoa, Tochein's like, this is a real serious isser. It's a way of highlighting for us what are the things that are very important. I want to end by just pointing something out. Siyagim, when we speak about it in this sense, we're speaking about gezeiros that are established by Chachamim. Rav Hirsch in his Peirush al HaTorah, Vayikra, Yudches, Lamed, the Ramchal in Mesilas Yisharim, the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel, on that on the first Mishnah there in Avos, I believe. They all point out one thing which is very, very important. Chazal established siyagim, but a person who is ambitious in his avodas Hashem, a person who has the value of l'harchik adam and havera, of yira and ava, and their own value system, is also going to establish personal siyagim. What Chazal did was Chazal gave klal Yisrael siyagim. These are siyagim that klal Yisrael needed as part of their system. A person that's more cognizant, a person that's aware of their own, in their own avodas Hashem, so that's Ram Chavarez Mesil Sharm. A person wants to establish their own personal siyagim. A person wants the best of their ability to establish their own siyagim so that they can be on top of and they can be aware of to make sure that they're not going to mess up. There may be, as an example, there is no Gezeiros Chachamim to set an alarm clock in order to have someone wake you up in the morning. There's no Gezeira like that. It's just called, but it's called a personal kind of thing that I may want to do. It's not inherently valuable to have an alarm, I don't believe. It is something which I may want to do to ensure I'm going to be able to keep things well, that's in the more positive sense and also in the negative sense. If I know that I have certain challenges, so I want to, on a personal level, establish a certain kind of, certain siyagim. Certain things that Chazal were not goes there, either because it wasn't relevant, it wasn't around in the time of Chazal, whatever it is that, you know, we could, like, to be able to, I think, to be able to do it. I think Dr. Palkovitz says, the name of Masiyahu Salomon. Masiyahu Salomon, it's an interesting like question, and different people have this line sometimes. Like, what is the first thing a Sanhedrin's going to do when they get back? It says a lot about your value system, what you think the first thing a Sanhedrin's going to do when they get back. So, I think some say, get rid of like Yontif Sheni if you're a real, like, you know, angry Yontif Sheni kind of person. I think Masiyahu Salomon said he thinks they're going to be Gozer, this or Yichud with a computer as his, like, first Gezeira. That is something which is, again, so Chazal are not being gozer that, and I don't know if this with the computer is as realistic for many of us. But to have certain kinds of personal siyagim, if you will, that's something which demonstrates a kind of Yerushimayim and thought of Rabbeinu Yonah, and demonstrates a certain kind of ava in the thought of the Maral. Gezeiras sometimes become a point of frustration. The need to keep, you know, certain gezeiras, and I don't get the reason. And for the Gra, there's always multiple levels of interpretation there. But part of siyagim, when you view it in a certain perspective, is an unbelievable opportunity for us to check and to demonstrate where we're at. This is our value system. This is the year I have. This is the av I have. All an attempt to be able to, internalize certain values. It is an absolute pleasure to be back here in Arzeinu HaKadosha. It's a, even more of a pleasure to be here with all of you. I very much value that and look forward to continued learning going forward. Have a wonderful Shabbos.